Did you ever have a secret dance? Oh, I can just see myself now as I do these dances. Can you see my secret dance? I hope you can. Anyhow, that's the title of my message, The Secret Dance. And I use it for my scripture text in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. This is about the birth of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Hear God's word. Now, this is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph, but while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, being a just man, decided to break the engagement quietly so not to disgrace her publicly. And as he considered this, he fell asleep, and an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid. Go and head with your marriage to Mary, for the child within her has been conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this happened to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet Isaiah. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel," meaning God with us. And when Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded. He brought Mary home to be his wife. But she remained a virgin until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus. Well, may God add the blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You know, a secret is like a dance that you do in the dark. It's cautious with its steps, limber in its quite strength, and loyal to its passion. It swerves past danger and leans into a venture, all the while sidestepping to keep safe from detection. A secret dance. For a time, it avoids revealing the light. It knows that it cannot be revealed. Yet, it looks forward to the coming dawn when the beauty and the force of its power breaks free. Mary and Joseph shared a secret as we shared in Matthew's Gospel. A powerful secret that would change the world. She carried within her a dark place and a pregnant womb, and the secret was she had the Messiah in her womb. From a single seed implanted by the Holy Spirit of God that would emerge upon the earth, breaking forth a movement of light that would stun a silent and unprepared world. Many who had forgotten all about God. That was a period of time when people forgot all about God. But how hard it must have been to share that secret, knowing that they could not share it until they could protect the child that was growing within her. Mary grew up in a pious home in a conservative Jewish community, Nazareth. Jews saw themselves as upright and religious. They kept to themselves, standing out from the Greeks and the Romans around them, taking part in work provided by places like Sephora, but abiding by their own Jewish traditions, steeped in history, loyalty, and family ties. They also saw themselves as more faithful than those in Jerusalem who got caught up in the Roman politics of money and power. Yet those from Nazareth would have their own issues of rules and righteousness to deal with. Mary's family hailed both from a family of temple priests and from the lineage of David. Her cousin, we talked about her, Elizabeth, who bore John the Baptist, married to a priest, Zechariah, was a Levite, and traced her lineage back to Aaron. Now Mary's family, through her father, Hali, descended directly from King David back to Judah and to Adam. Joseph's descendants also traced their lineage to the royal family of David of the tribe of Judah. Joseph hailed from the ancestral city of Bethlehem, where his family had their home for many generations. And for them to become betrothed meant a lot to those who believed in the birth of a powerful Messiah who would reclaim the rights of Israel and restore the historic faith to all. But then, something happened. Before they could consummate the marriage, Mary became pregnant. If the scandal broke, she would be condemned and she could even be stoned. Joseph's right would be, okay, well, we'll just divorce her. And it is already, when you get betrothed in that tradition or engaged, it's considered you're legally married. It's like a covenant marriage. So Mary felt both honored and blessed and scared and worried. She sought advice first from her cousin Elizabeth, who advised her what to do. Mary was young, but she was also naive. She would need to stay under the radar until the child was born. She would need Joseph by her side, and they would need to perform a very careful dance. You know, a secret dance. After singing and dancing praises to God, Mary left Elizabeth, who carried her own child, John, who would become the Baptist, the messenger of the Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. And then she returned to Nazareth to let Joseph in on this secret. Now that had to be hard. At first it didn't go so well. Joseph was not up for the dance, but he was also not up for the scandal. Although he was a very pious man himself, he felt skeptical about Mary's encounter with, you know, this guy, the Holy Spirit. I think we all would. But he was also a good and kind man who loved and betrothed his wife Mary. He didn't want to see her family submitted to scandal and disgrace, shunning and even poverty, mistreatment, or even being stoned to death. He felt conflicted. But after a dream in which the Holy Spirit touched his heart and vouched for Mary's story, he became, along with her, with a plan. They would keep her pregnancy under wraps. They wouldn't tell nobody. While the custom of marriage meant betrothal in the town of the woman's family and a wedding in the town of the groom's family, they would sooner or later need to set a date and make their way to Bethlehem for the ceremony. The collimation of the wedding. Well, usually that would take some time, but time was not on their side in this regard. A young woman would normally stay with her family until the husband had built a home for them in their new town. Joseph had not had time to do that. They would need to stay with his family in the meantime. But a census came about and gave them an excuse to make that trip right away. She was already enough long that she wasn't yet showing, but by the time she would, they would be in Bethlehem, married, and the child would be safe. He would appear to be born just a little bit early, not enough to draw attention. No one could know. While everyone else would think the marriage consummated and celebrated an immediate pregnancy, Joseph would vow not to touch her until the child was born. The dance has begun, the secret dance. They slipped out of Nazareth, making their way to Bethlehem, and during that time, the period of the census, many people were in the area of Bethlehem. It was crowded, but that made it easier to sidestep all the questions. Unable to live in the guest room of the family home, they made their temporary residence in the lower level where the animals would be housed during the night. There they danced their secret dance, and as the child grew and the time came for him to be born, from that dark womb, God would make an entrance into the world, bringing the light of hope with him. God's eyes would see for the very first time what it felt like to be part of God's own creation, to feel and to see and experience life as a human, to save his people from within, their own world. Emmanuel, God with us, would come to free the earth from sin and God's people from themselves. Like the prophecy preceded him, he would be a liberating force for the world, bound in silence and sorrow, but only when the time was right. Jesus would be born and spend 30 years preparing for the moment when this time would be right and God's mission would become the fruition of God's promise. He continued to abide by God's secret shuffle under the radar in Egypt and then in Nazareth until, at last upon the birth of God's mission and the revealing of God's plan. His identity gradually would be revealed, even then, not until the last possible moment. Secrecy and pregnancy both carry a sense of abiding, of watching and waiting, and knowing growth is in motion, but that it won't be seen and experienced until the time has come. Like a seed planted in the fall that will spring up in the spring. Most of Jesus' life was spent in preparation for the culminating moment when his salvation would become real. In 2011, Harvard professor Steven Greenblatt wrote a groundbreaking book called The Severe. In it, he noted an ancient poem by Lucretius on the nature of things. At first hidden and then later discovered, would launch an entire Renaissance movement and shape the modern age. God is the master, the severe, the swerve, from an ancient prophecy by the prophet named Isaiah, echoed by Hannah, and her barrenness was turned to growth and life, came an echo, a remembrance of a promise, a Messiah who would change the world as we know it. The world for many years would be silent of God's voice until one young woman named Mary. Mary, did you know? Mary would sing that same song as a supernatural miracle would be born. One small poem can change history. One small prophecy can change everything. So our relationship with God is always like a dance, isn't it? A dance in the dark. We cannot always know what God has in mind for us until one day, one small revelation may be powerful enough to change our life. So when you feel that God is silent, or you feel lonely or afraid, know this, that God is in there in the darkness preparing something new for your life. Every moment is a pregnancy possibility. Every dark place is a miracle waiting to be born. Now, we have history on our side, and we know God was manifested in the flesh, and Jesus was born. He came to save his people and to save this planet. Through the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, we celebrate this Christmas season. Now, we know Christ was already born, but we do have the benefit of knowing history. And then Jesus took all the sins of the world to the cross of Calvary. That's what we celebrate. And then he promised to come again. What a joy. Hope and pray you have a wonderful Christmas in Jesus' name. Amen.